Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy March with its hints of spring. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview the stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. For Mary Randolph Carter, the stuff we collect represents far more than the flotsam and jetsam of our lives. For her, the things she has collected, as much as the things that she grew up with, have significance beyond mere ownership. These are the things that she loves and that brings meaning to her life. Carter will present a program at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury to introduce her book, Live With Love. We have the story. We hope you are staying warm, safe, and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for you and all our live. Salisbury Forum. Rural health crisis in Northwest Corner at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Falls Village, Connecticut. As in many other rural areas, the Northwest Corner of Connecticut can be described as a healthcare desert. There are not enough primary care providers to meet the demand, and attracting them to our region is difficult. A panel of local experts will discuss this issue and address what can be done to make the Northwest Corner a healthier place to live. Salisbury Forum, Rural Health Crisis in Northwest Corner, at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Falls Village, Connecticut. Song of the Robin Animal Sanctuary Fundraiser at Hilltop Orchards, Richmond, Connecticut. Join a special fundraising event in support of the Song of the Robin Animal Sanctuary. Hosted at Hilltop Orchards, each ticket includes a wine, cider, and food tasting experience, goodie bags, and a chance to win unique prizes from local businesses. The sanctuary is dedicated to rescuing and rehabilitating animals in need. Proceeds from this event will help provide the necessary food, medical care, shelter, and love that these animals deserve. Song of the Robin Animal Sanctuary fundraiser at Hilltop Orchards, Richmond, Connecticut. Rite of Spring, Hachmaninoff Stravinsky at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Two monumental works. Two Russian expats of the same aristocratic background, and two divergent extremes. One, a master of nostalgia and a formidable pianist, follows in the footsteps of Chopin. The other, a trailblazer, scandalizer, and collaborator of Picasso, delights in breaking old molds and ushers in a new age in music, conceptually aligned with Cubism. Stravinsky's Rite of Spring shocked tout Paris and sparked riots. Hachmaninoff's Sonata in G minor for cello and piano, a work of virtuosity and grandeur, has his characteristic flourishes and a Russian Belle Époque sensibility. Terrifyingly difficult for the piano, it is a virtual piano concerto, not to downplay the soulful melodic role of the cello. Rite of Spring, Hachmaninoff Stravinsky, at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Master Your Mood, Somatic Movement Workshop, at the Pilates Space, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Join Laura Lynn for an informative and nourishing 2-hour somatic movement workshop to encourage self-love, vibrancy, and creativity to access more joy, pleasure, and acceptance in your life. Learn the health benefits for body, mind and soul as you fill your toolbox full of practices that bring you more balance and resilience. Master Your Mood, Somatic Movement Workshop at the Pilates Space, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Happening soon, plan now. Clarion Concerts. New York Philharmonic String Quartet at the Stissing Center, Pine Plains, New York. The New York Philharmonic String Quartet comprises four principal musicians from the orchestra, all of whom are multiple prize winners, have appeared as concerto soloists with the Philharmonic and orchestras around the world, and appear frequently in the Philharmonic's Chamber Music Series. This program includes works by Joseph Haydn, Florence Price, and Antonin Dvorak. Clarion Concerts, New York Philharmonic String Quartet, at the Stissing Center, Pine Plains, New York. Our favorite thing, old-fashioned taffy pull. Chrissy Bartow, a former baker and hotelier, will introduce the public to a tradition, a taffy pull, at her Torrington location. Visitors are invited to butter up their hands, literally, and learn the basics of pulled taffy. Berkshire Kitchen, cabbage and celery soup. This recipe respects the time of year and memories of times past. Because Chef Leon has unused cabbage in the fridge left over from St. Patrick's Day, there may be other cooks hoping to put cabbage to good use. Here is the recipe. Out on a limb. A month ago, we brought home a great white pit bull mix, 80 pounds of muscle and bone, who would be fearsome were it not for his sensitive face and goofy disposition. He had been rescued from a premises that housed 26 dogs, six of whom were already dead. Never have I met an adult dog with less information. Catherine explores his training and ours. Living with Inner Elegance, Keeping Your Sanity, Part 2, Resilience in a Time of Chaos. In all chaos, there is a cosmos. In all disorder, a secret order. Quote from Carl Jung. A few months into 2025, we are engulfed in chaos. We can't recognize life as usual, and trust evaporates like snow in the sun. Chaos is always a catalyst for change, but also comes with opportunity and possibility. What that change will look like is entirely in our hands. The more resilient we are personally and collectively, the greater our opportunity to create a just and peaceful world for all, if we choose it. I, Caroline Phipps, explore our present reality and the need for resilience. History's Lens, Kent Ice Harvest. In the first decades of the 20th century, men are shown harvesting ice somewhere in the Kent area. Today, ice has moved to indoor rinks for modern sport, but from colonial times, before refrigeration was generated electrically, ice was a commodity cut from rivers or ponds, stored in ice houses, and sold in blocks to keep food cold year-round. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, computer or tablet. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a safe and peaceful week, I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.